it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
That's only the case if you're forced to listen to the Spano and Black Attack. And good morning and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, and I know many of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA in 140 characters or less, we have the usual huge show for you today on this two-hour extravaganza we call the Spano and Black Attack. And on the other side, we'll set the table and then start knocking things down on the first of a whole bunch of football Fridays as week one of the NFL is here. But now, we'll do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. We let you know how you can take the Sports Byline broadcast on the go with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a whole bunch of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they even Apple-based, or just simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio, that app versatility, Android-based, Apple-based, Windows-based, it doesn't matter. TuneIn Radio is all good on any of them. You can also just go to TuneIn.com. Again, lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most importantly of all, especially on this Military Appreciation Week, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. Open Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. We'll kick off a big Friday edition right after this.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Aw, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 of finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Must finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L-trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
And over the middle, and that is caught in the end zone by Benjamin. So what a return for Kelvin Benjamin. They give it to the fullback, and Janovich's first carry in the National Football League is a touchdown.
This will tie the longest drive in terms of plays in Panther history. It's lane number 18, and it's Newton to the end zone, and Cam Newton has a touchdown. Ball now first and 10 at the 25. Little dump off C.J. Anderson. He's inside the 10. He goes to the end zone. Remember, Tim Tebow had led him to a playoff win. Jettison him, that's tipped in the air, and it's picked off at the 43-yard line. Keep it on the ground, and through the middle, and getting into the end zone is C.J. Anderson. The Broncos take the lead, and the kick is no good.
Well, that is the highlight package and the tale of events that took place yesterday in Denver as the NFL kicked off its 2016 season. And that's courtesy of NBC, Al Michaels on the call. And it brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Very quickly, let's set the table, and then we're going to hit the ground running. And the place we are going to start is last night's NFL 2016 season opener between the defending Super Bowl champions, the Denver Broncos, and the defending NFC conference champions, the Carolina Panthers, a rematch of Super Bowl 50. We'll go into all the whys and what fors throughout the first part of this hour of the Spano and Black Attack. At the back of the hour, 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time. James Smitty Smith from InThisCorner.tv will join us, and we'll preview the two huge boxing matches that are coming up this weekend on HBO, both the middleweight title matchup with Triple G and Kell Brook and Chocolito Gonzalez and Quartus. Just two outstanding matchups, and we'll talk to James Smitty Smith at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, about those matchups. Then we move along and we'll start getting out of the recap of the Thursday night matchup, and we'll roll into all the upcoming week one action, and that'll take us all through hour two. And at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll be joined by the legendary Hub Arkish from Pro Football Weekly and the NFL on Westwood One, and he'll give us his take on everything that happened in the Denver-Carolina game, as well as a look ahead to all the big week one action. But the place we have to go is back out to Denver, where the Broncos topped the Panthers 21-20 in the kickoff of the 2016 NFL season. A game, you know, an exciting, close, hotly contested, hard-fought game. Hardly a classic, but a damn good game nonetheless. Ultimately decided by Gary Kubiak icing Graham Gano, who made the first attempt at the 50-yard field goal. It didn't count, as Gary Kubiak called the timeout. After the timeout, they line up, they do it again. You heard the call from Al Michaels on NBC. Graham Gano misses, and the Denver Broncos outlast the Carolina Panthers 21-20. An interesting ball game. And it was a game that, when you watched, the running games of both of these teams were the stars for the evening. They were the story. They were the superstars. They were the bell cows. And really, the offenses in many ways as a whole were the stars. The defenses had their moments, but they were far from great in this game. And I got to say, despite how close this game was and Denver needing a 10-point comeback in the fourth quarter, led by C.J. Anderson and quarterback Trevor Siemian, Denver outplayed Carolina for most of this game. The three turnovers approaching the red zone when Denver drove deep into Carolina territory that netted them no points, in many ways could have spelled doom for the Broncos and been the difference in this football game. But it really spotlights in many ways how much better throughout most of this game that Denver played than Carolina, despite Carolina going in at halftime and having a 17-7 lead. I thought the realities for me is Denver played damn good football. And the thing that surprised me was not so much Trevor Siemian, who he was good. He was far from great, but he was pretty good. The two interceptions were not good, but generally he made sound decisions with the football, made some real good Sunday throws, as we call them, and did not look completely overmatched. Now, off of this effort, you're not going to anoint him the next Peyton Manning or Johnny Unitas, but he wasn't terrible. The turnovers were really, and it looked like they could be the thing that doomed the Broncos in this one, and they were really costly. Fortunately for the Broncos, it didn't cost them the game. I guess the biggest surprise for me in this one was how good Denver ran the football in this game. C.J. Anderson, who coming into this season, I guess you would consider a solid running back, he looked like a different football player. He had all the strength and power that he's always had, but he had an extra gear and some wiggle. And was terrific not only running the ball for big chunks, but also a big factor in their passing game. So I was really, really impressed by the Broncos running game as they ran it to the tune of 148 yards on 29 carries. They really, really impressed me. And it was something that surprised me going against a very stout Carolina defense that has truly one of the best front sevens in all the National Football League. That surprised me, and I guess the way the Broncos started the game, Gary Kubiak showing a lot of guts. He started the game, they were short passes, but he started the game throwing a ball. I guess the first five plays out of the box were Trevor Siemian passes. I think that threw everybody for a loop, and it resulted in a very good drive that ended in a Booker fumble, and that really hurt them. You know, Devin Booker fumble on his first NFL carry. And that kind of started the, we're turning over the football and not taking advantage of good drives. And right before we get in the red zone, we're going to give the football away. And I had really wondered at that point. I said, oh boy, will this be the thing that kills the Broncos? Will this sap all their strength and momentum as the young quarterback perhaps is a little fragile? And it didn't. It didn't by any stretch of the imagination. It really didn't sap their power, sap their strength, and sap their confidence. That very much impressed me. Just the fact, quite simply, that after the fumble and turning the ball over as you're driving, this team with a quarterback starting his first NFL game and taking really his first NFL regular season snaps, you know, he rebounds after the fumble, and then after the interception, and they go and drive the ball down the field again. And this time put it in the end zone. You know, when I saw the fumble, I said, okay, this could shake the confidence of Trevor Siemian, because you have that great drive, you come away with no points in the turnover. Then if they come back down the field again, they drive it again, you have the interception, you're like, oh boy. you're like, wow. You know, how many times are they going to be able to go down the field, come up empty, and still have the confidence to do it again with a young quarterback and an offense that really, in many ways, is there to manage the game and lean on this defense to win? But despite those two turnovers, as they were approaching the red zone, they come down the field again, and Andy Janovic, the unlikeliest of players to score a touchdown in this game, goes in from 20-plus yards out, rumbles into the end zone on the fullback belly play, and the Broncos are on the board. So a very, very impressive effort in many ways by Denver, and specifically in this case by Trevor Siemian, showing a lot of character. More on this game on the other side. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. More on the Broncos and Panthers, the kickoff to week one of the 2016 NFL season, right after this very brief timeout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Well, we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the topic of discussion is the Broncos' 21-20 victory over the Carolina Panthers in the kickoff to the 2016 NFL season. And we're really going through this game and kind of recapping a lot of the whys and where, what fors, and just giving you some of my takeaways. And really, as I said in the opening segment, a terrific, hard-fought, hotly contested game, but not clean. It wasn't played clean enough to be a true classic. One of those games where one of the rare times where icing the kicker actually works. You get a snap that's a little high. Andy Lee had just a little bit of trouble with the hold. Graham Gano, a normally reliable kicker, especially if from 50 and out in mile-high air. He pulls it to the left, and the Denver Broncos hang on and win, and in many ways steal a game that they controlled a lot of but weren't able to maximize their advantage because of the turnovers of Carolina territory. That said, 21-20 Broncos over the Panthers. And we've talked thus far a little bit about Trevor Siemian. And again, you know, I've read some different things. I read everything from he was the least of the Broncos' problems to, based on this performance, he's certainly not the long-term answer. Jury's still out. It's one game. But in one game, he certainly didn't look overmatched by the moment. Made a couple of questionable decisions. Made a couple of shaky throws. But made some very good, very Sunday throws. Moment didn't look too big for him, showed some mobility, and did a good job of engineering some very solid drives and getting this Denver offense to do what it would need to do for them to return to the playoffs. The one thing they can't afford, and they were lucky to escape, is three turnovers in plus territory. You drove the ball. They were approaching the red zone all three times on those turnovers, and they came away with no points. But as I said in the last segment, I give Trevor Siemian a lot of credit. After doing that one, not once, but twice, the Broncos rebounded. So I give him a lot of credit. But really, in many ways, the star of this game for both teams was really the running game. Cam Newton, I guess, he looked terrific in the first half. But that Denver pass rush started to get to him in the second half, and he took an awful lot of hits. Some legal, some not as much. But to me, in many ways, the real star was C.J. Anderson and how much different as a running back he looked this year compared to what he's looked in seasons past. There was a gear and a wiggle to him that I haven't seen before. And playing like this and being a factor in not only the running game and a passing game, if he can continue to play like this and Trevor Siemian continues to grow into this job, they'll do enough on defense, on offense, to complement that defense. No, they won't get out of the AFC and return to the Super Bowl, but they will find a way to make the playoffs and win 10-plus games. And defensively, when you looked at the Broncos, they didn't look as good as they did last year. They're missing Malik Jackson and that inside pass rush. And it took a while for that Denver pass rush, which really comes all from the outside, to get there. So the defenses for both sides certainly warrant the stars, as they really let the running games be huge factors in this one. And at times they let the passing game, you know, win the battle. And it was really the run game that was the star for both teams. Cam Newton was terrific in the first half. Trevor Siemian solid throughout. A little turnover prone, and I think they got to clean that up. But, you know, my real takeaway here was gutty win by the Denver Broncos. A nice job of coming back from 10 down with a quarterback making his first NFL start, despite the fact that he had thrown two picks and his team had turned the ball over three times deep in Carolina territory. So I give him a lot of credit there. But C.J. Anderson, if he runs like this and continues to show this kind of prowess in the running game, the power now complemented by some wiggle and being a factor in the passing game, Denver offensively will be just fine. And I was impressed in many ways with Gary Kubiak. A lot more gutty than I've seen him in the past. You know, from coming out of the box, yeah, they were short controlled passes, but with a quarterback making his first NFL throws and his first NFL start, you come out, you throw the football, and in many ways put the Panthers on their heels in that opening drive. Thanks to the Devontae Booker fumble, doesn't end up in points, but you've got to give credit there. Having the guts to go for it on fourth down in plus territory after coming up empty three times in plus territory due to the turnovers. I said kick the field goal, tie the game there. Gary Kubiak goes for it. They get the first down, and then C.J. Anderson punches it in to give the Denver Broncos the lead. And ultimately, that was a deciding touchdown in this football game. So I give him credit for his gutty play calling. I thought he designed a great game plan in the running game. That offensive line and the fullback, Janovic, they were really opening up some nice holes. And that's against the Carolina Panthers defense and front seven in particular that can really get after it and stop the run. So very, very impressed. In some ways, I don't think the score tells the story. Denver was the better team last night. They were just sloppier with the football. And in many ways, I thought they were the better team offensively for much of this game. So that's my take on the game itself. You know, now you get to some of the other things that have been discussed. And we'll talk about some of the interesting records that were broken and some of the interesting occurrences. Then we'll get into Cam Newton a little bit. Cam broke a couple of Steve Young records last night. Most career rushing touchdowns by a QB and most career games with at least one touchdown run and pass in a game. Those are both records that belong to Steve Young. So a bad night many ways for Steve Young. You also had Trevor Siemian bring his team back from 10 down in the fourth quarter. It's the first time an NFL quarterback in his first start has done that since Josh Freeman in 2009. And, you know, those were the two interesting numbers, little numbers and stats and interesting little factoids that came out of this game. But I guess where we have to go is Cam Newton. You know, I've heard a lot of blowback from people. You know, we heard it from Greg Olson. I've seen a lot of stories written where they alluded to the fact that the NFL didn't do a particularly good job in protecting Cam Newton. And he took a lot of hits, some legal, some illegal. And that there's, in some ways, this anti-Cam bias because he's a big quarterback. No, there's not. Here's the reality. This guy ran the football 11 times, and he moves around a lot in the pocket, tries to keep plays alive. Well, those guys get hit. There's no anti-Cam bias. Did the officials miss some calls? Sure they did. But Cam is this quarterback that runs a lot. He had 11 carries. He moves around a lot within the pocket to keep plays alive and never quits on plays and doesn't want to get sacked. Well, those guys get beat up. So I'm not this believer. Well, Cam, he doesn't get the benefit of the calls and he doesn't get the star treatment and the quarterback treatment because he's big and he's this and he's that. No, no, no. It's the way he plays the game. It results in him getting smacked around. And the way he gets smacked around, the frequency with which he gets smacked around, puts, the officials will miss calls. When you get hit that often and you move around that much, there are going to be more opportunities for calls to be made against you, and that's more opportunities for the officials to miss the calls. That's all it is. There's no great conspiracy theory against Cam Newton. Christ, he should in some ways count his blessings. I love him as a player. I do think he's a leader, but he's an excessive celebrator and a heat seeker and an attention grabber. And, you know, he's fortunate in some ways that, you know, during the course of a regular season, a team's not willing to take a big 15-yard penalty and maybe even an ejection to knock the hell out of Cam Newton. Because, yes, he's great. And, yes, he does a myriad of things, but he also shoves it right down your throat. And he makes you eat crow and humble pie. And there are teams that don't like it. And there are coaches that don't like it. So this idea that there's this anti-Cam bias around the league from the officiating crews that, you know, he's bigger and he can handle the hits and they call less, I mean, that's preposterous. He just puts himself in a position to be hit more often. So we see more hits and we're always conscious of hits on the quarterback. So we say, boy, they missed that one. There's an opportunity to miss more. So they miss more. I don't think the percentages change. So I think we need to, you know, put that talk to rest right here, right now. At least that's my take. You then had Brandon Marshall taking a knee during the anthem. Again, and he's a former teammate of Colin Kaepernick at the University of Nevada. Again, Colin Kaepernick's form of protest of the social injustices that he sees and perceives in this country has taken on momentum. Is it a venue and a forum that I like? I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's not. And we're going to have a discussion next week about maybe there's no longer a need for the national anthem at sporting events. And we'll get into a far-reaching discussion on that as we move forward. But I think in the waning minute here of this segment, we'll just tie a bow around this game. It's one of 16 for both of these teams. The fact that the Carolina Panthers ran the ball very well. Passing game was a little inconsistent. Cam, great for one half. Defensive pressure got to him, far from great in the second half. The fact that their defense did not look much like last year's group, does that mean the season is over? Far from it. The Carolina Panthers are still a terrific football team with a wealth of talent. As for the Broncos, does this mean now they're the best team in the AFC? Far from it. But they showed you some things that you have to like offensively that they can build upon. Some concerns on defense that they'll have to clean up. But I think both of these teams are going to be just fine and contend for playoff spots. James Smitty Smith joins us next here. We're going to talk boxing on the Spano and Black Attack, so keep it where it is.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations. Even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at customink.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, but now out to our guest line where we bring in from InThisCorner.tv to do the weekend boxing preview. It's James Smitty Smith, and he joins us again on the Spano and Black Attack. Smitty, good morning. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, we got a big weekend of boxing this weekend, and next week it's Canelo and Smith will be at it, and some great fights the rest of the year. So a lot of great pugilism to talk about. Let's roll.
We do. We have a lot of ground to cover and never enough time to do it in. Let's start O2 Arena, London, England. World middleweight title bout. Triple G Gennady Golovkin versus Kell Brook, who happens to be the IBF welterweight champion. That one airs 5:30 p.m. Eastern time on HBO. The intriguing thing about this matchup, it's a fight between a man nobody wants to fight and a world champion moving up two weight classes. Give me your overview on this matchup.
Well, first off, if you're this fight should be a really damn easy one to sell. 71-0 between the two fighters, 57 knockouts. You have the best middleweight on the planet in Gennady Golovkin taking on, in my opinion, and I've said this for about a year now, the best welterweight on the planet in Kell Brook. So, you know, and this isn't unprecedented. When this fight was signed, everybody made such a big deal about it. It'll be the ninth time that a reigning welterweight champion has gone up against a reigning middleweight champion. The last time it happened, Marlon Starlin, Michael Nunn, Michael second to none got the decision in that one. And it's interesting in this, not rivalry, but in this matchup of these guys, the Buck 47 against the, you know, the 160-pound guy, twice the welterweight has prevailed. And interestingly enough, both times, the great Sugar Ray Robinson, arguably the greatest fighter of all time, was involved in 1951. He took the title away from then middleweight champion Jake LaMotta. That was a St. Valentine's Day massacre when he stopped him but couldn't put Jake down. And then later on, in 57, Carmen Basilio took Sugar Ray's middleweight title away with a 15-round decision. So usually bigger is better, and I think in this matchup at the end of the day, and we'll talk about it, that'll be the same thing. But it's a really, really good fight, man.
Oh, it sure is. And when you talk about a Kell Brook, as you mentioned, perhaps the very best welterweight in the entire world, an incredibly skilled boxer. He's moving up two weight classes. In Triple G, you have a guy who's known to be an incredibly hard puncher, but he's also an incredibly skilled fighter. You know, what is Kell Brook going to be able to do to deal with the additional size of Triple G and handle Triple G's power?
Well, first off, if we were, you know, walking around anytime these guys weren't fighting with these guys, Kell Brook would probably be the larger dude. I mean, he's you know, half an inch or shorter, basically the same reach. But he walks around. He walks around bigger than Gennady does. He's also fought at a buck 54, 55, you know, as long ago as 8 years ago. So he's on the big side of 147 pounds. In other words, he's a big welterweight, not a little small guy like a Sean Porter or something like that. I mean, small in stature, or a guy like a Danny Garcia that would be coming up. I mean, he's a big 147 pound fighter. What he has to do is get off to a good start, be fueled by that partisan crowd there, uses his quickness and his speed. He has an unorthodox style, and get off to a lead and try to outbox Triple G over 12 rounds. That's what he needs to try to do.
Easier said than done. As you said, Gennady Golovkin is such a gifted fighter, and there's so much more to his game than just power. But you didn't make a good point. While Kell Brook is the smaller guy, having fought at welterweight, he's far from a small welterweight. So you have a feeling it won't be as easy as a lot of people have said as it relates to Triple G and his power cutting through Kell Brook.
No, I think actually he's going to have to come from behind to win this fight. Unless he touches Kell with something early in the fight because he's forced to, and that uncommon power that Gennady possesses does something to Kell that it's done to so many others, they react in a different way. But I could see Kell, and I see Kell getting off to a good start, getting off to a lead, but over time, you know, with the great body attack and the way that Gennady systematically cuts off the ring and breaks you down, he's like just a wrecking ball offensively. But something you brought up that he doesn't get maybe enough credit for, because people don't know it, you know, Floyd Mayweather is a tremendous fighter in terms of thinking inside the squared circle, thinking in the eye of the storm. Gennady Golovkin, one of his greatest attributes is his ability to think. Where Floyd does it from a defensive standpoint, Gennady does it from an offensive standpoint. He is thinking about how to break you down, where to hit you. He's also the best fighter in all of boxing, punching over and under. And what I mean by that, I'm actually trying to demonstrate it while I'm sitting here, you know, is going underneath and then coming over the top. And those are shots that you don't see coming. And the way he sets them up, I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the undoing of Kell Brook, the left hook to the body and then the overhand right, because Kell Brook has a bad habit of pulling straight back and lifting up the chin, which I think in the end, later on in the fight, will be the undoing of him.
Well, that's a great take, and it really spotlights just how skilled Triple G is. And what a lot of boxing fans don't realize, it's pretty hard to change levels as a fighter. And it's something you really have to work on in the gym, and it's a skill you don't see a lot. And that's what one of the things that makes Triple G an exceptional fighter. And you kind of foreshadowed where you think this fight is going. Give us how you think this is going to turn out. Who wins? Who loses? Is it decision? Is it late knockout? Break it down for us from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think Kell Brook will get off to a really good start. I think he'll use his tremendous left jab, his 1-2, his left-right. He likes to throw the right uppercut. If Triple G has a weakness, it's that he allows himself to be hit at times because he's so confident in his own power. He's there to be hitting. He's a little bit slow of foot. But I think over time that Gennady will, again, systematically beat up and break down Kell Brook. And when Kell, no matter how big he goes into that ring, no matter how much he weighs, he still has that welterweight chin. And I think over time, 6, 7, 8 rounds, he'll start to really feel the body attack earlier. And I look for Gennady to take him out somewhere between 9 and 11 rounds. But I tell you what, you know, stranger things have happened. Gennady's on very, very foreign soil. It'll be a hostile crowd for him, a very partisan crowd for Kell Brook. So anything can happen. I think it'll be an excellent fight, but I think the best middleweight in the world beats the best welterweight in the world with a late-round stoppage.
Those are the dulcet tones of James Smitty Smith joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess the next question before we move on to the second of this twin bill of great fights on HBO is, based on the outcome that you think is going to take place, what's next for both of these guys? Will Canelo Alvarez actually fight Triple G? And can Kell Brook from here start to unify the welterweight crown?
Well, first off, with Gennady, obviously everybody knows what he should do. He should be next up for him should be the guy that'll fight next week, and that's Canelo Alvarez taking on Liam Beefy Smith, who's actually lesser known than James Smitty Smith, I think, but he's a pretty good fighter from the UK, and that'll be next week at Jerry's World in Dallas. But that's what Gennady should do. He probably won't get that fight. Maybe he'll have to take on a Danny Jacobs or somebody else and wait on a Golden Boy and Canelo to put it together and make that fight happen, hopefully at least a year from now at the latest, I hope. As for Kell Brook, what I would love to see him do, because he's sort of an independent, and I think he's tried to do just what you said, try to unify that welterweight title. Certainly, I would love to see him fight Keith Thurman. Down the road, you know, there's a guy named Errol Spence that's coming up. I think Errol should take his time, but Keith Thurman, and that would be an excellent matchup. It's just going to be, you know, Kell has had trouble making welterweight. Can and will he want to go back down to that? I think he should, but you know what? If he pulls off the upset, hey, then there's probably a rematch with Triple G, and maybe he would be fighting Canelo down the road. So really a lot of good stuff for both fighters.
Absolutely right. I'll tell you, that welterweight matchup, if it were to go down, that's a pair of big action-packed welterweights. I'd be excited to see that. Let's swing to the nightcap of this double dip of championship boxing action on HBO. Let's go out to the Fabulous Forum in Los Angeles, California. WBC World Super Flyweight title bout between the champion Carlos Quadras and the WBC Flyweight champion Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez. It airs 10 p.m. Eastern time on HBO. Now, Chocolatito is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world today, yet relatively unknown to all but hardcore boxing fans. Give us the lowdown on Roman.
Well, first off, when you combine the record of these two, it's 80-0-1 with 65 KOs. In fact, if you combine, and I'm not being paid by HBO, I shouldn't do this, but the four fighters that we're talking about, listen to this. 151 wins, no losses, one draw, and 122 KOs. Does it get any better than that on paper? And I think it'll play itself out in the ring. Chocolatito is a wonderful, wonderful little fighter. He does it all. Great angles, great technique, very good power. But he's coming up. This kid, Quadras is naturally about 10 pounds heavier. He is a bigger guy. He's a volume guy. I think that it's going to be a very competitive fight. I think it'll take a great fight from Quadras to dethrone Chocolatito. I see him winning by a decision. But let me tell you something. This kid is a live underdog in this fight. Again, he's very confident. He doesn't know how to lose at this point. His only Achilles might be stamina. And I think going into a fight like this, even though he's very experienced, I think this is his seventh title defense. What goes on inside for a fighter, the pressure inside and on the big stage against maybe the best fighter and probably the best one he'll ever face in his career and a future Hall of Famer. How will that play out in terms of the inner stuff? And will that stamina that's been a little bit of an issue for him, will that be a problem? I think in the end, Chocolatito is just a better fighter. And in this case, better beats bigger. I like Chocolatito to win a decision.
I think you said it well. And just a quick thought on this, and then we'll get into all the things that are going on in the world of James Smitty Smith on InThisCorner.tv and beyond. But where I want to go with this is I think Quadras' game plan is doomed from the start, because you talked about his Achilles heel being stamina. And Quadras is a slick boxer, and he wants to work angles, and he wants to force Chocolatito to be inefficient, and he expects this one to go to distance. So if stamina is his Achilles heel, he could be in for a long night in what will be, I agree with you, a competitive fight. But the class of Chocolatito will probably show through at the end.
Yeah, can't argue with any of that. I think that, Chocolatito is just, he's a wonderful fighter and possesses all the stuff. And I just love his angles. And he, too, like we mentioned with Gennady, he is thinking all the time in the eye of the storm. You think of quarterback and a lot of different other things in other sports where there's thinking involved. But in boxing, at the same time you're having to think, you're getting hit. And he just does it about as good as anybody. He also is one of the best fighters in the world at stepping around his opponent. He'll be in front of you for a moment, and then he's off to the right hand, digging a left hook to the body. To watch his perpetual motion, is really great. I love to watch him in slow motion. And for boxing fans, don't just pay attention to Chocolatito's fist. Watch his feet. The feet can set up the fist. And so watch that on Saturday night on HBO.
Smitty, I think you said it all. Before we let you go, InThisCorner.tv, break it all down for us. Where can we see more of your great insight on everything in boxing?
We've got the television show, which next year will be going into our 13th year. And just if you have DirecTV or Dish Network or Comcast, just check out your dial there and see if you have In This Corner. We're going in again to our 13th year with 60 episodes. We got some fantastic brand new programs coming up, including one that I'm very excited about that we've never aired. We sat down years ago with the great Roberto Duran, and recently he came to town and did an in-ring with me that lasted 45 minutes. We're going to have to edit that into the show. And I was honored to just be recently inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, my second to go along with Florida. Next year, I'll be hosting again. I've been asked to host the International Boxing Hall of Fame. By the way, you should get out there to Canastota. You're a big boxing fan, and check that. I don't know if you've ever been there for the festivities in June, but I'll be hosting that again. And just go to InThisCornerTV.com. We have a breakdown coming up of Kell Brook and Triple G next week. We have four or five reports on Canelo and Smith. So we got a lot of great stuff on In This Corner and InThisCornerTV.com.
Smitty, you're the best. I always love talking boxing with you. And it's a date next June up in Canastota. We will have some fun, and we will talk some boxing. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to doing it again real soon. Thanks for a few minutes this morning.
Cool, man. Enjoy the fight.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was James Smitty Smith joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this hour right after this short timeout.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea conducts another nuclear test, believed to be its fifth such test, and President Obama says such provocative actions by the North will have serious consequences. Besides the U.S., Russia, and even China, a North Korean ally coming out condemning the test. They detected the test because of seismic activity that was reported near a North Korean nuclear test site.
This was not a prisoner for cash deal.
Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Backmeyer telling a House committee that it was not ransom that was paid to Iran earlier this year for the release of some American hostages. But Republicans don't believe it, and one says either does Iran.
A Revolutionary Guard commander said on state media that, quote, taking this much money back was in return for the release of the Americans, period, end quote.
That's Republican Congressman Sean Duffy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Thousands of working prisoners across the U.S. are going on strike today. Prisoners in 24 states say they'll be protesting living conditions, including what they call forced labor, as well as unsanitary food and water and solitary confinement. The strike is being organized by several prisoners' rights organizations. Incarcerated workers in as many as 50 prisons are expected to take part in this action.
I'm not going to sit up here and do the tit for tat on what Donald said last night in Hillary versus Donald. That is not my job.
But having said that, the Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan did tell reporters yesterday he does not agree with Republican nominee Donald Trump when it comes to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It certainly appears that he is conducting in state-sponsored cyber attacks on what appears to be our political system. That is not acting in our interests, and that is an adversarial stance, and he is acting like an adversary.
Trump recently saying that Putin's a better leader than President Obama's been. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The U.S. House scheduled to vote today on a bill that would allow families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia, as 15 of the 19 terrorists were Saudi citizens. The House expected to approve the measure that the Senate passed unanimously in May, but President Obama would be expected to then veto the bill. He and other opponents claim it could do serious damage to U.S.-Saudi relations, the vote coming just a couple of days before the anniversary of the attacks. This Sunday, New Yorkers will particularly remember where they were when the planes hit the World Trade Center 15 years earlier. Reporter Alice Stockton Rossini was covering New York at the time and how it dealt with the attack. And 15 years later, she says that lower Manhattan community was hit especially hard.
There didn't seem to be one person that you ran into on the street that didn't know somebody who died or had a loved one who died in the World Trade Center attacks. It seemed as if we were all going to funerals every other week.
Those coordinated attacks killing nearly 3,000 people on September 11th, 2001. Stockton Rossini joins many others who say that our children of today, in fact, some young millennials as well, were not that aware at the time of what was going on and should be made clear to the significance of those tragic events of 15 years ago. Remember, you can always find out more by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We had a huge hour one behind us, huge hour two out in front of us, and we'll set the table for that on the other side as we continue to roll along on our first of many Football Fridays. Boy, Football Friday is back. The NFL 2016 season has kicked off, and it kicked off with a heck of a game last night, and we spent the majority of Hour 1 recapping that. We'll now spend Hour 2 looking ahead to all of the Sunday action in the National Football League. But let's do what we do at the top of each hour. We let people know how they can take the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline on the go via their devices. Start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen live, link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and a bunch of archived interviews on our homepage. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't, be they Android-based, be they Apple-based, be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very similar with TuneIn Radio. Again, app versatility. You can download it to any of the aforementioned devices, the great app that they have, or you can just go to TuneIn.com. Again, they have lots of on-demand content and a very coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, especially poignant on this Military Appreciation Week, the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll set the table and kick off Hour 2 of this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Aw, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 of finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most financed through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L-trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
What makes you think I haven't already started? As we get ready to kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll set the table first very quickly and then start knocking things down. This is going to be an all-football hour. Looking back at hour one, you know, we spent the first two segments really recapping, you know, a very good season opener between Denver and Carolina. And, you know, we went through all the storylines. And again, to kind of sum it up, both running attacks were terrific and really, you know, took center stage. Both defenses had their moments, but were spotty. And, you know, in the case of Carolina against an unproven Denver offense, it was very surprising. You know, ultimately, I thought Denver really, outside of the turnovers in plus territory, I thought they really played better than Carolina for most of this football, for most of the football game. I love the blocking schemes of Gary Kubiak. I've never been a Kubiak fan, but I love the way he called this offense. I love the guttiness. I thought Trevor Siemian, while not great, showed you that he can grow into being a very solid game manager. And again, you know, I don't know how long he keeps that starting job, but off of what he did last night, I don't see any rush to take him out. Broncos will have to mitigate the turnovers, and they have to do something to replace some of that up-the-middle pass rush. But the defense will be there. The offense with C.J. Anderson, they're going to run him hard. He looks like a true dual threat at the running back position, and he's got more wiggle and burst than he's ever had before. So all in all, impressed and surprised by the Broncos' victory in game one, again, one of 16. But off of this, again, they're a contender for the playoffs. I don't think they're the favorite to come out of the AFC, but they're certainly a contender and probably will make the playoffs. For Carolina, again, they lose. It's one of 16. They're not going undefeated this year. The defense didn't look nearly as good as I expected. They did force some turnovers. The running game was solid. And Cam was terrific for a half. Ultimately, the game came down to Gary Kubiak icing a kicker, and boy, every decision he made worked last night. Just one of those nights. But Ron Rivera's group will regroup, as it were, and they're still one of the prime contenders in the NFC. Nothing's changed in my evaluation off of 1 week in that game. But a good way to start the season, you know, we talked about the Cam Newton and the hits, and I gave you my opinions. Here's the realities. You're a quarterback who runs the ball 11 times and puts himself in harm's way as often as Cam. You're going to get hit more, and more calls are going to be missed. That's it. Discussion over. I'm done. Stop it. He's not being unjustly targeted. And by the way, when you bring as much attention to yourself as Cam with your excessive celebrations, well, You're going to draw. You may draw some extra attention. He's lucky he hasn't gotten jacked up yet. I'm not saying I'm a proponent of it, but don't be shocked during this year if some team is willing to take the 15-yarder and maybe even the ejection of a player, and they jack up Cam pretty good. He's hard to hurt because he's bigger than everybody that hits him, but just don't be shocked. But I want to move. We'll move on from Denver and Carolina, and we'll move into the rest of the Week 1 schedule for the entirety of Hour 2. First two segments, I'll give you my thoughts on these matchups. And then at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Hub Arkish from Pro Football Weekly, the legendary Hub Arkish, will join us, and we'll get his thoughts on all the major games coming up this weekend in Week 1 of the National Football League. And we'll also get a quick look back from him on this Broncos-Panthers opening night matchup. But let's dive into Week 1 Sunday in the National Football League. Start with 1 o'clock action. The Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite, and they host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, normally you get 3 points for being at home. Falcons only get 2.5. I like the Falcons' talent, in particular on offense, better than I like the results. Matt Ryan seems to have regressed. I like the running back. I like the duo of the running backs. Outside of Julio Jones, I'm still not sold on the receivers. Defensively, they need to make more strides. As for Tampa Bay, they're coming. Jameis looks even better. The stable of receivers. I think they have a young coming defense. It's hard to go on the road in division and win a football game, but I have a funny feeling that's exactly what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do here, is they go on the road and they win their opener over Atlanta and kind of stamp themselves as the number two team right now in that NFC South and the team that'll be most active in chasing the Carolina Panthers. More 1 o'clock action, and you've got the Philadelphia Eagles at home, 3.5-point favorite over the Cleveland Browns. Now, you're going to see some interesting picks here. It's hard for... You know, I picked a road dog in Tampa Bay, and I'm going to pick a road dog again in the Cleveland Browns. Neither of these teams is particularly talented at this point in their development. But a couple of things. Hugh Jackson is instilling a culture in Cleveland, and their quarterback actually has some experience in this league. The Eagles, doing a complete 180 after trading Sam Bradford, have decided that despite missing most of the exhibition play this preseason, that the green as you know what, Carson Wentz, will go right under center and start. Offensive line's not good enough to protect a quarterback who the game moves too fast for at this point. Devoid of weapons in the passing game, a less than great running attack. This is a recipe for disaster for the Eagles at Lincoln Financial. The Browns aren't going to win many games this year, and they're going to win even fewer on the road. This is just going to show how bad this decision is by the Eagles organization to reverse field and put Carson Wentz under center right away. They'd be better served with Chase Daniel being the cannon fodder for much of this year. So I think the Browns get off to the good start in an ugly game, in a game not many people outside of fans of these two teams are going to want to watch. But I like the Browns over the Eagles in this one. I like the Browns to go on the road and pull the upset. So a pair of road dogs going on the road pulling upsets in the first two games. That's surprising. Now we go more Sunday 1 o'clock action. My surprise team for the 2016 season, the Tennessee Titans. They're a 2.5-point underdog at home, and they host the Minnesota Vikings. We don't know who their starting quarterback is. I think it's probably going to be Sean Hill because I don't think Bradford's going to know the offense. That said, it's going to be a battle of running games. The two-headed running back attack of the Tennessee Titans versus Superman Adrian Peterson. And a battle of two pretty darn good defenses. One that's a no-name group in Tennessee that nobody knows about, and one in Minnesota that everybody knows about. I think Tennessee at home, their quarterback growing, they're finding some weapons for their quarterback in the passing game. They've established a firm identity with the running game. It's going to be a smash-mouth, short football game and relatively low scoring. This is one of those games you don't see often in the NFL. These two teams will run the ball so much, this game will be over about 10 to 4 as a 1 o'clock start on the East Coast. I like Tennessee Titans to pull the upset at home, despite being the 2.5-point underdog. I like them over the Vikings outright in this one. I think they're going to win a close game, 17-13, because I think the Vikings are going to struggle to score, and I think the Titans have established a firm identity as a smash-mouth, exotic smash-mouth, but a smash-mouth football team that can run against a Vikings defense that is very, very good, but slightly vulnerable against the run. So I'll take the Titans to pull the upset. A lot of upsets. Three games I've previewed, three upsets. More 1 o'clock action. The Saints, 1-point favorite at home. They host the Raiders. Big expectations for the Raiders. It's the dreaded, we're coming east and playing 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock. This is a game I would usually pick against the Raiders. I just think they're that much better than the Saints. I think this they get off to an ugly start. As long as they don't get down too big, I think it's a start that they can survive and overcome. I think they're going to have to come back somewhat in the second half in this one. And I don't think it's going to be a game that when you look back, you'll say, boy, the Raiders had a lot more trouble with the Saints than they probably should have. It's going to be one of those type of games. Dealing with expectations, West Coast team coming east and playing at 1 o'clock, all of those things, you put it all together. I like the Raiders to find a way to win, but I don't necessarily think that they're going to be particularly impressive in this one. On the other side, we'll continue through the 1 o'clock action, picking it up with Bengals and Jets. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Attack right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Again, major topics for discussion. Anything coming out of Panthers and Broncos, the opening game of the 2016 NFL season, from what happened on the field, what you thought of Trevor Siemian, the emergence of C.J. Anderson, the volume of hits that Cam Newton took, and a whole lot more at 800-878-PLAY. Or you can weigh in with your discussions on your favorite team looking ahead to their season opener in the National Football League. And we'll keep moving it along as we go to MetLife Stadium out in the Meadowlands. The New York Jets host the Cincinnati Bengals. The Jets are a 2.5-point underdog in their own building against the Bengals team that has a wealth of talent, is dealing with some injuries, and is coming off just an incredibly disappointing playoff loss last year. I look at this game, and here's one where I see the home dog winning again. I think some of these point spreads are off, and these are things that happen in week one, leading up to week one of the NFL season. Cincinnati lacks targets right now outside of A.J. Green. Yeah, they have Andy Dalton back. I like their defense very, very much. But I think the Jets offensively and, Ryan Fitzpatrick back in the fold, an array of weapons at wide receiver, some interesting pieces in the running game, and they got a pretty damn talented defense themselves. I think this is one of those games that could go either way. But in their own building, opening day, both of these teams dealing with big expectations, I kind of like the New York Jets here. I'll take the Jets. Chiefs hosting the Chargers. Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. Jamal Charles probably won't go for the Chiefs. Joey Bosa won't go for the Chargers. Shocking. Guy holds out, tries to come in late, hit the ground running, gets hurt. That said, Chiefs are just better than the Chargers right now. Chargers are a bad football team. The Chiefs are a real contender in the AFC. They'll dominate with their defense, do enough on offense, and they'll roll at Arrowhead. Texans host the Bears. Texans are a 6-point favorite in Houston. The Bears are on the come. The talent's just not there yet. John Fox has done a hell of a job. They've upgraded the talent. They have a long way to go. Texans are an AFC South team in a division that I think is loaded. I love their defense. J.J. Watt's going to play. I like the improvements they made on offense, both at receiver, quarterback, and running back. And I think this is one of those games in your own building that, hey, in the NFL, nothing's easy. But I do like the Texans to control this one and win this football game and show the league, hey, we're here, we're for real. I know we won this division last year in many ways by default. Won't be the case this year. We're darn good, and we're going to show you that we are. Ravens are a 3-point favorite at home hosting the Bills. The Bills are just a flat-out mess. I don't think they're good enough right now to go on a road and beat anybody, so I'll take the Ravens in this one, and I'll take them rather easily. The Jaguars. Here's another interesting one. And you're going to see a lot of offbeat predictions from me. And typically, if you follow my picks, a lot of times early in the year, my predictions differ to a great degree from the odds makers. And sometimes we see that I'm seeing things the right ways, and sometimes we see it that the odds makers are seeing things the right way. And all of a sudden, by week 3 or 4, the odds makers have this figured out, and you don't get these overlays, and you don't get all these home underdogs. But the Jacksonville Jaguars are a 4.5-point underdog in their building as they host the Green Bay Packers. I've talked about the NFC a lot. It's devoid outside of a handful of teams that are truly elite. Seattle, truly elite. Arizona, truly elite. Carolina, truly elite. Stops right there. That's where truly elite ends. It's why Minnesota was so aggressive in going for it right now. If a couple of those teams hit bad fortune, why not the Minnesota Vikings? That said, the Packers are still struggling at times at the wide receiver position. They're trying to get Jordy Nelson back up to speed. That was a passing game that wasn't great last year. Eddie Lacy looked better in the exhibition season. He lost a ton of weight. Looks like he put some of it back on. I just don't know that that offense is going to be as dynamic as they needed to be. Yes, the defense has improved under Dom Capers, but it's not a defense that's going to carry a team. Jacksonville, that offense will be as explosive as any in the National Football League this year. And defensively, they spent a lot of money and resources, and I think it'll show. I like Jaguars to score the home upset despite being a 4.5-point underdog. We'll go to some 4 o'clock action. Seahawks host the Dolphins. Seahawks are laying 10.5. There's a reason. Seahawks are truly one of the elite teams in the National Football League. Their building's incredibly tough to play in. The Dolphins are a work in progress. And I think you'll see that in Seattle on Sunday. More 4 o'clock action. Colts host the Lions. Colts are a 3.5-point favorite in their building. There's a reason. Despite some people having very lofty expectations for the Colts, I love Andrew Luck. Their division's tough. I don't know that they're as talented as either Houston or Jacksonville. I think they're more talented right now than the Detroit Lions. So I think that they'll have enough in their own building to upend the Lions. But that point spread, 3.5, hosting Detroit, should tell you something. So don't be surprised when we look back after week 17, and the Colts are a very competitive third in the AFC South and on the outside looking in the playoffs. Last of the 4 o'clock games, Cowboys host the Giants. This is a pick'em matchup. Again, the Giants looked woeful in the exhibition season. If they can get decent offensive line play, they have a chance. Failing that, that offense will bog down because they're going to have to run the ball a little bit and they're going to have to protect Eli Manning. Defensively, front four is vastly improved. I like the secondary. The linebackers are better assignment linebackers than they have had in a long time, and they'll be stout against the run. They can be exposed up the seam in the passing game with the young safeties and those linebackers. So a tight end like Jason Witten could be the quarterback's best friend. The quarterback's a young Dak Prescott. Here's the deal. Everybody loved Dak in the exhibition season, and rightfully so. And he at least showed you here's a guy that you can develop and he'd be a very capable quarterback down the line and probably your starter. He never saw a game plan designed to stop him. Since he's come to the NFL, he will on Sunday afternoon in the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace down in Dallas. And I think the game will speed up for Dak Prescott in a way that's going to make him uncomfortable. He'll turn over the football. The Giants are going to be a team you're not going to be able to run on. So the greatness of that offensive line will be mitigated. The Giants with Steve Spagnuolo will throw some different looks. So I think the Dallas offense could turn the ball over 3 times. I don't know that they're going to be able to put up a ton of points. They'll gash him a little bit up the middle with things with Jason Witten down the seam and some other passes down the middle of the field, taking advantage of the safeties and linebackers in coverage. But I don't think Dallas is going to score a lot of points. I think they're going to lose the battle of turnovers. The question for me is, can the Giants do anything on offense? Can this offensive line win up front? Well, thankfully, they're playing a Dallas Cowboys team that's decimated on defense. So I think for this week anyway, they get enough out of the running game. They keep Eli relatively clean and upright. And they're able to do some things through the air and on the ground, take advantage of some short field. And I think the Giants steal one in Dallas for once. Usually these opening games in Dallas are not good luck charms for the New York Giants. I think this will be an exception. And I think they get off to a good start in the NFC East. And I think you're going to see that the Cowboys are going to miss Tony Romo more than anybody could imagine. And it's going to look an awful lot in many ways like last year. Yeah, their quarterback's going to develop. Dak Prescott will be the future, and you'll see that in time. But in the early going, it's going to be a struggle. And then finally, Sunday night special. Cardinals, 6.5-point favorite, hosting the Patriots. And no Tom Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo under center instead for the New England Patriots. And I think that's going to be a big difference here. And Brady's one of the all-time great quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo's unproven. Also, I think the Cardinals are that good. The moves they made in the offseason, I think that defense, which was already one of the NFL's very best, they improved their pass rush. They blitz a lot. They'll be able to blitz a little less and get there a little more. Offensively, when Carson Palmer's healthy, that offense is as good as it gets in the National Football League because of the creativity of Bruce Arians and the talent all over the football field at receiver, running back, offensive line, and everything else. Right now, everybody's healthy and ready to go. Cardinals in their own building are going to make an announcement to the National Football League that the close but no cigar that's been the norm of late here the last couple of years, that's not good enough for us. They're going to hit the ground running in a major way on a Sunday night against the Patriots on the national stage. On the other side, we'll get the legendary Hub Arkish's take on everything upcoming in week one in the NFL and a look back at Broncos and Panthers next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm gonna need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at customink.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56. But let's go out to our guest line and bring in the legendary editor of Pro Football Weekly and sideline reporter for NFL on Westwood One. He's Hub Harkish, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Hub. Thanks for joining me this morning. Really do appreciate it.
How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing just great, Hub. What do you say we dive in, and before we look ahead to Sunday action, what do you say we look back at last night's game? And I guess the thing that struck me was the extra gear that C.J. Anderson had and really the continuity that offensive line had and how dynamic that Broncos running attack was against one of the NFL's very best run defenses. Your thoughts and takeaways from last night's game and on my statement in particular.
Well, very impressive, and I think you nailed the difference in the game, the fact that they were able to run the ball as effectively as they did against the Panthers clearly was it. I thought that Trevor Siemian did a fine job, you know, for a young man in his first NFL start. I did think that the TV commentators went a little over the top as far as, you know, the kind of game he had. The fact is that they were in trouble until the fourth quarter. But that's what a great running game will do to a defense. It wore the Panthers down. They were able to get what they needed to get done there. I thought that, you know, particularly, though, that Denver defense, and we know that that's what won them a Super Bowl last year, Cam Newton was not particularly impressive. He did not have a good football game. Now, you know, it's one of the best defenses in the NFL, and you could see that. There were other times where he stood in the pocket forever and apparently just didn't have anybody to throw to. They've got Kelvin Benjamin back. He made a few plays, but you know, I found myself wondering during the game, is there anybody but Greg Olsen or Kelvin Benjamin available for him? So those are two of the best teams in the NFL. It was certainly a great football game to start the season with, and you know, we'll see what happens next with the Broncos. I would keep an eye on that offense. When you've got you know, basically 6 months to get ready for a game, you can come out and play pretty well. It's always intriguing with performances like that to see where those teams are 2, 3, 4 weeks now.
Real quick, Gary Kubiak as well, very gutsy in his play calling, comes out and calls passes right off the bat, goes for it on fourth down and short when a field goal would have tied the game. You know, he showed to me a lot more guts and a lot more aggressiveness in his play calling than he normally does. I was really impressed. I'm usually not impressed by Gary Kubiak and the job he did coaching last night.
Yeah, I thought he had a really good game. I thought both coaches did, actually, although I can't understand why the Panthers can't get away from the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage on time. But other than that, Kubiak did have himself a really good night. And you know, Joe, it's interesting. Super Bowl rings will do that for you. It was a long stretch in Houston. There was a lot of teams that maybe underachieved a little bit. Last year, the Broncos overachieved a little bit. It was Kubiak's first year there, so I'm sure that he's very comfortable in his own skin and what he's doing right now. And you're right, I thought he had an excellent ball game last night.
Well said, Hub. What do you say we start swinging to some of this Sunday action? One of the games that really intrigues me, Tennessee Titans hosting the Vikings. Obviously, the Vikings, we're unsure who's going to start at quarterback, but what we are sure is they're going to hand the ball to Adrian Peterson a lot. With Tennessee, they look like they've established an identity. They are going to pound the football with those two big physical backs and that physical offensive line, and they have a no-name defense that's better than a lot of people think. I think this is a great opportunity for an upset for Tennessee, and I think they alert the league that they're not the doormat they were last year.
Well, you may very well be right. I know that there's a lot of Tennessee love out there right now in this particular game, and almost surprising to me, as a matter of fact. They are opening at home, and that does make a difference. But people seem to be overlooking the fact that the Minnesota Vikings were the NFC North champs last year, not the Packers. They won 11 football games, And I was actually on the sidelines for that frigid game against Seattle. They beat the Seahawks every way they could. If their kid doesn't miss a field goal, a chip shot, you know, they're going on to the second round of the playoffs. So this is actually a pretty good football team Tennessee is going to have to upset to show everybody how much better they are. And I do think they're improved. I am not the Mike Mularkey fan that some folks are, quite frankly. I didn't really understand that whole transition. You had Ken Wisenhunt get Mariota off to a great start, and then Mariota gets hurt, Wisenhunt gets fired. I didn't expect Mularkey to be back this year. Now, you know, you're right. I know what he wants to do, and they've put together a roster that will allow him to do that. Derrick Henry has looked great in the preseason, and we know what DeMarco Murray can do. But, you know, Conklin's a rookie. He hasn't played yet. Taylor Lewan, the other tackle, and I'm a Michigan guy, so obviously I'm going to be a Lewan fan, but he has struggled a little bit to get his grip. So I think they're going to have a very effective running game this year, but they're taking on one of the best defenses in the NFL. Mike Zimmer's made it very clear. Nobody is going to know until Sunday who's starting at quarterback. I'm sure the quarterbacks do. What I've heard is that they're likely to go one more week with Sean Hill and give Bradford a chance to be ready. But whether it's Hill or Bradford, they're going to be more effective on the ground because they're going to be under center a lot more. One of the problems with Teddy Bridgewater was he had to do so much in the shotgun that it limited what they could do with AP. So, you know, we talk about great running games. If that's what we're basing this on, I probably got to go with Adrian Peterson over the rookie and DeMarco Murray.
That's a fair statement. I guess the one thing about this game, if you're in the stadium or you're watching at home and you're complaining that football games are too long, don't worry. This one will be over by about 3:45 Eastern time. It'll be a short one.
Yeah, I suspect you're right about that.
I want to ask you about the Eagles. What are they doing? You know, you brought in Chase Daniel. I know you, and you gave him some money, but you really brought him in to be cannon fodder. And once you traded Sam Bradford, you're a woefully inadequate team offensively. To take somebody as green as Carson Wentz and put him under center, I think you run the risk of turning him into David Carr by getting him beat up and having the game always be too fast for him. Your thoughts on that game and the way they're going about initiating Carson Wentz to the NFL?
It's a fair point, and I don't pretend to have the answer. There's obviously two truly divergent schools of thought on it. Do you throw these kids to the wolves, or do you let them watch for a little while and get comfortable? I know that the more recent trend has been when you draft a quarterback that high, they should play. And you know, one of the interesting things about this, and we won't know for a couple of years, Joe, I felt adamantly that of the two or the three, depending on whether you want to include Paxton Lynch, that Carson Wentz was the choice of the guy who was going to play first. And supposedly the Rams made their decision on Jared Goff. But the reality is that, and again, it's this issue of what they do in college. Jared Goff was rarely under center, took all his shots and snaps in the shotgun and the spread offense. It's not just, you know, how you take the snap and how it affects the running game, but it's how you read the football field, and it's the kind of offense you run. Carson Wentz ran a pro-style set at North Dakota State. Now, granted, he only played 25 games because of the injuries, but that's 25 games at a pretty decent level of doing what you want to do in the NFL. Now you got Goff sitting on the bench. You got Lynch sitting on the bench because it takes longer for them. So I don't think that Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson are kidding anybody, not themselves for sure. They know that the Eagles are in a bit of a rebuilding mode. They're hoping the defense can keep them competitive. And, you know, you get a honeymoon period here, so you might as well take advantage of it and find out if the kid can play. Chase Daniels gets a ton of money for a backup, but he doesn't get anywhere near starter money. So, you know, they brought him in to have a quality veteran presence. He, you know, was with Peterson in Kansas City, so there's a comfort level there. But if you're going to do what they did, don't forget how much they, you know, gave up to make that trade and go get Carson Wentz. He's the future. You might as well go for it. So it's a 50-50 call, and they're doing it one way. You know, the Rams and the Broncos are doing it another way.
Well said, and those are the dulcet tones of Hub Arkish, the legendary Hub Arkish from Pro Football Weekly and the NFL on Westwood One. Here's a game I can't make heads or tails of. Jets-Bengals at MetLife Stadium. I think this game could go either way. Any thoughts, any insight on how you see this one kind of playing out?
I think the Bengals are going to be a little bit of a mystery to most of us for a while, a few weeks, because, you know, coming back off that disaster in Pittsburgh in the wild card game, you can say it's a year later, you can say it's one of the most talented teams in the NFL, those things are true, but at some point, you know, a problem or a trend becomes something you just can't fix, and you know, you're looking at, what, five straight playoff trips, five straight losses, seven total under Marvin Lewis, 0-7 in the playoffs. These last five, four of them under Andy Dalton, and then just when Andy Dalton was playing his best football, he breaks his thumb and can't go in the playoffs last year, and yet there it's still there to be won, and your defense gives it away. And I think a lot of people thought Marvin Lewis might get fired. They didn't know Mike Brown very well, but I really thought that Marvin Lewis would have to get rid of Vontaze Burfict. I thought Pac-Man Jones got a little bit of a bad rap. I mean, yeah, he got the penalty too, but I don't know what Joey Porter was doing out on that football field, so that was a strange situation. But Burfict is a problem, and now your defense is still built around him, plus he's suspended for the first three games. So a lot we have to learn about the Bengals, as talented as they are. You know, the Jets, 10-6 football team that seemed to have nothing but trouble in the offseason, and yet here they are. Fitzpatrick is back there at quarterback. They've upgraded at running back with Matt Forte over Chris Ivory. And Muhammad Wilkerson is still there. Nobody saw that coming. You know, you look at that front. Now, granted, Sylvester is suspended for a game, but you got Leonard Williams up there. The rest of that defense is pretty impressive. When I see these home team underdogs, and I'm not a betting guy, I don't think anybody, well, you can if you want. I hate the losing more than I enjoy the winning, so I don't bet. But we know who's the favorite, the underdog. And when you see these home team underdogs on opening day and they're good football teams, I think more often than not they come through. I got a hunch that the Jets upset the Bengals in this one.
I felt the same way, so at least we see that one the same way. My shining star of the AFC South, real quick, the Jacksonville Jaguars, another one of these home underdogs. They host the Green Bay Packers. I love this Jaguars team, and I think they're going to take that step finally. Your thoughts on this one very quickly?
I think everything you say is fair, Joe, but when I see teams like that, I want to see them do it before I jump on the bandwagon. These teams that win the offseason by spending a fortune in free agency, it rarely works out. I'm more intrigued by the new young talent, especially on that defense. You've got two top five picks with Fowler Jr. coming back after missing last year. Now you got Jalen Ramsey. You plug in Miles Jack, who, if the knee is good, is another, you know, really solid pick, plus the money they spent on free agency. But it was the 31st defense in the NFL last year. Gus Bradley is 12-36 in 3 years there. The Green Bay Packers are one of the best teams in the NFL. They're my preseason pick to win the NFC. You know, I think this is a tough spot. The Jaguars can play them tough. They can put some points up on the Packers, but I don't know how they're going to hold the Packers under 30 or 35. So probably a good football game, but I'm a little less optimistic about an upset in that one.
Real quick, in about a minute, two teams are trotting out young quarterbacks late in the Sunday schedule. Cowboys are trotting out Dak Prescott to take on the Giants, and the Patriots are trotting out Jimmy Garoppolo to take on the Arizona Cardinals. How do you think these two young quarterbacks fare, one against the division rival and one against just a flat-out dominating defense?
Yeah, the only thing I know for sure is that the preseason isn't the regular season. So everybody who's got Dak Prescott in the Hall of Fame already ought to take about two or three giant steps backwards. That Dallas defense is awful, and that's with all the suspensions. I'm not sure if they get everybody back they're going to be any good. And as good as that offensive line is, it wasn't last year. You know, they didn't play up to it. So I just think the Giants can score a ton of points. Now, we don't know if the Giants' defense is any good, so I think that one's a shootout. But I think the Giants are probably the better football team. I got to spend a week in New England early in the preseason. I'll tell you this about Jimmy Garoppolo. That kid can spin it. He can definitely throw the football. He's had a couple years to watch to get ready for this. I think the problem here, Arizona, another one of the best teams in the NFL, opening at home. They've got something to prove the way Carson Palmer melted down the playoffs. That's going to be a great football game Sunday night. If it was in New England, I'd say the Patriots. But in Arizona, I think you got to assume the Cardinals find a way to get that done.
Thanks so much for a few minutes. This was an honor for me. I listened to you growing up on your days when you were on with Art Rush Jr. Pro Football Weekly was something I read growing up. It's still going strong. There's the radio show on SB Nation Radio. Anything else I missed as far as what you're doing these days?
No, I appreciate it. We want to get as many folks as we can to ProFootballWeekly.com, and thank you for the kind words. It's listen, I get paid to do this for a living, so who could ask for more?
I hope you'll honor me with your presence again as the NFL season unfolds, Hub.
Yeah, call anytime, Joe.
Thank you so much. You have yourself a great day now. Bye-bye. That was the legendary Hub Arkus joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Friday edition. I'm Joe Spano. You'll be sure to keep it where it's at.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around this Friday edition of The Attack. Really a great show. We talk Broncos, Panthers. We bounced around all the games in a week one Sunday of the NFL. We took a break from all the football to talk boxing. I mean, you've got two huge matchups. The best, as I said, middleweight in the world defending his world middleweight crown against the best welterweight in the world. And the best fighter in the world in Chocolito Gonzalez fighting a very, very talented Quadras, who's as he moves up to super flyweight in what will be a very intriguing bout. So we kind of hit all the spots. The only thing we probably missed is UFC 203 in the debut of CM Punk, but we'll get to that next week and we'll let you know how he did. But we're out of here. I want to give special thanks to James Smitty Smith, Hub Arkish, my producer, Robert, who pushed all the right buttons all the time, but most importantly, all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until we meet again on Monday morning, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.